Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a sunny morning across Israel. In Jerusalem, the skies are clear, while Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze. Haifa is also bright, perfect for a morning outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, Israel avoids Iran clash, but warns the U.S. that any deal cannot limit its actions in Lebanon. This report came in earlier this hour. Also, Walla reports that President Trump criticized Prime Minister Netanyahu, saying he almost sabotaged the deal with Iran. This was reported about 2 hours ago. Also this hour, JNS reports that an Iranian general warns Israel's air raid in Beirut will not go unanswered. This follows Israeli strikes on Hezbollah targets. Separately from Forward, President Trump announced earlier today that the deal to end the war with Iran is now complete, reopening the Strait of Hormuz. And finally, earlier today, the Times of Israel covers Netanyahu's response, asserting Israel's stance on the agreement with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Prime Minister Netanyahu, posting just minutes ago, stated Israel will not be bound by the Lebanese clause in the agreement with Iran, as relayed by Streetwise. First Squawk, an economic and politics-focused account, shared that Netanyahu has informed Trump about Israel's stance on the Lebanon clause. Meanwhile, 24News_EN, highlighted President Trump's claim that the deal prevents a nuclear obliteration of Israel, with updates available on their live blog. Let's go deeper. Starting with Israel's warning to the U.S., Ynet reports that tension has risen following Israel's strike in Beirut. Netanyahu insists any U.S.-Iran agreement shouldn't restrict Israel's operations in Lebanon. This development suggests a delicate balance between diplomatic efforts and military readiness remains. Turning to President Trump's criticism of Netanyahu, as detailed by Walla, the American president expressed frustration over what he perceives as Netanyahu's challenging nature. This follows recent diplomatic efforts to finalize a deal with Iran. Such tensions highlight the complexities in U.S.-Israel relations during negotiations. Meanwhile, the Iranian general's warning, reported by JNS, signals potential retaliation for Israel's actions in Beirut. The threat follows Israeli strikes on Hezbollah in response to drone attacks on the Galilee. This could escalate regional tensions if unresolved diplomatically. President Trump's announcement of a completed deal with Iran, covered by Forward, marks a significant shift in regional dynamics. The reopening of the Strait of Hormuz aims to stabilize oil flow and regional trade. This move, however, faces skepticism from various quarters, including Israel. Finally, Netanyahu's statement, addressed earlier today by the Times of Israel, underscores Israel's firm position on national security. By not adhering to the agreement's Lebanese clause, Israel maintains its operational freedom. This indicates potential ongoing regional friction. Turning to business and markets. First, from Ynet Business, investors are advised to maintain composure during volatile times, as Israel's market often reacts rapidly to security crises. Separately, Globes reports that Nove is in talks to acquire Payoneer for $2.7 billion. This would strengthen cross-border transaction solutions for small and medium businesses. And finally, Walla Business reveals the Treasury's secret plan to introduce a tax on rent and cancel VAT exemptions, aiming to generate significant revenue for the next government. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.